Okay, we're learning today Masechet Ma'aseh Sheni, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Learning Zech Nishmas Arthur Shek. Beshamay Oimim Lo Ya'asel Dem Esalav Dinrei Zav. Beshamay, a person should not make his coins into coins of gold. Beis Silva Silos Matirim Raf Lo Ya'asel Dem Esalav Dinrei Zav Shalom Shlo Kesef Sheish Lo Bimos Ma'aseh Sheni Lo Ya'asel Dem Gedinrei Zav Shamay Yishal Ali Yisav. You may delay your ascent to Yerushalayim at Sheyachlif Salaav until they exchange them, but Yispatel, and you'll forget of going to Yerushalayim. Vulsavri Lo Gazinan. Okay, here we go. The picture. The picture is 50. Picture 50. Bishamah says you should never do this. Lo Yas Adam Slav the result of Slavatirim. Here we go. Dina Kesef Silver. A dinar kesef. Silav kishmachal sela kesef. This is a silver. This is a silver kesef. Times six of them. One dinar zav. Kishmachal sela kesef dinar zav. Yachol loses imol yushlaim dinar echad shal zav. Makom six little kodesh v'od dinar echad shal kesef. V'od dinar. Or sela plus a dinar. If I have six of these, six sila'im, okay, six sila'im, you can redeem six plus one dinar. How many dinarim are there in a sela? I don't know. Four dinarim? I think it's four, right? Lefi levei sila mutal lechal dinar kesef al dinar zav lekalak amasai levei shamay osur shamay yamtin ashi yismalei dinar zav. You spot on the last week. You got the answer, understand?
No.
According to Basil, according to Basil says that you're allowed to take, if I have a coin of a cell of Kesef, I have six of them, I'm allowed to redeem it upon a dinar of gold. Why would I want to do that? I want to lighten my burden. When I make my ascent to Yerushalayim, I want to travel light. Because you need to, in addition to a cell of six, you also have to add one dinar. That's the value. And it's not telling us more than that, so we don't need to know that at this moment in time. We don't need to know that.
You have to add another dinar because you want a knas. Not a knas.
That's the value. That's the value. Whatever the reason is, when you want to go redeem coins of silver, you have to have six coins of silver plus one dinar zav. You're allowed to redeem onto a dinar of silver, six of slum of silver, plus one dinar of silver. You're allowed to redeem on one dinar a dinar of gold.
Go.
So the problem is that Basil says go for it. You want to travel light.
Basil says.
Bishamai says no. You know why? Because sometimes you don't have enough. Sometimes I only have two coins of silver or three coins of silver. So I'll wait. You know, until I'll go and I'll have six coins of silver plus one dinar of silver. Then I will redeem it onto a gold coin. In the meantime, time is passing. The clock is ticking, and by the time you go and you accumulate enough money that to redeem it onto gold, you'll already forget about going to Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Shammai says, don't even think of redeeming it, because if you're going to redeem it, it's going to be a delay tactic. You're going to procrastinate. Do you know what that word means, to procrastinate? God is, Rabbi Shammai says, Lo yas adam esilav din reizav. Don't go redeem your silver coins onto gold coins, because then you're going to delay going to Yerushalayim.
It's still matir.
What are you talking about? It's mutter. Not only the mutter, my shahaya, I used to do it. I was the money changer.
I was the guy who did it for
Okay, if you pirate. Okay, so what does this mean? Picture 51. Picture 51 shows you. Here you have ma'os is always copper. Okay, whenever it says the word ma'os is copper. Ma'os mechoshes. B'shivu sela kesef shel ma'aseh sheni onto sela kesef shel chulin. Okay, so b'shamay yochol l'chalas kol ha'ma'os ala sela. According to b'shamay, you can take all of the money of silver. Look at all these coins. There's a lot of silver coins. Coins in the kosher. You can redeem it upon silver. Now what's the chiddush? Okay, and the silver, that's according to the shita of days. Ha'poirit sela mimos. Meister Sheni, let's see the Rav. Ha'peret Sela, Mi Sheish Leimos Nechoshes, Shal Meister Sheni V'lubo L'partem B'Sela Kesef, L'Halos Yerushalayim, B'Bnei Maser Derech, B'Shamayim, B'Shamay says, B'Chol HaSela Mos, Imbo L'partem Yochol L'partem Kulam, Loses B'Shul Kol HaSela, B'Sela Imim Yidlo Yifard El Chetzian, Shaparuto Siotso Yerushalayim, You can't go with him all of them because you need small, you need pocket change. Do you ever go to a store, you give them $20 for something that costs 50 cents? They say, sorry, buddy, I don't have to change of $20 for an item that only costs 50 cents. Right? So same thing over here. When you go to Yerushalayim, you can't go take all these copper coins and redeem them upon one seller. Because if you didn't want seller, when you go to Yerushalayim, you're not going to have spending money. So therefore, Beis Hillel says you only can do half. Half. Why only half? Because we want you to have spending money. We want you to have small pocket change, so when you come to Yerushalayim, you'll be able to right away spend the pocket money. Got it?
So Beis Shammai says you could do the whole amount.
The whole amount, only do half amount. Why? Because we want you to have pocket change when you come to Yerushalayim. If you only have big coins when you come to Yerushalayim, you're not going to be able to. So neat here. You're not going to be able to spend all the money because they only pocket change. We want you to, when you arrive in the holy city of Yerushalayim, we want you to have in your pocket change so you can easily go and spend the money on. You can spend the money.
Good.
Is that clear, sir?
Yeah, sure.
You're sure about that? So, Beis Shammai, Oimim, Kol HaSalamos, but it still says Shekel Kesem, Shekel Mos.
Only
shekel means half. Shekel means half. Shekel equals chati sela shulchulin. Most mechoshes b'shavoi chati ben most yochlim b'lushan liyipulus. It's only half. Okay, we still shekel kesef shekel most. Rabbi Meir ain mechalin kesef peros. You're not allowed to redeem kesef uperos. Nusuch acher kesef peros. Ala kesef v'cham matim. Okay, this is a new halacha. And this is going to be picture 53, picture 50, not picture 54. What are you jumping to picture 54?
Yeah, 53.
You can see the Paris, come on. 54 is in the Chav. So here we have Paris, and here we have Paris, Maestro Shani. Paris, Maestro Shani, Ashav Chatzidina. Chatzidina Shalchulan. Okay, Enei Mitztaf as a Paris, Lamadbea. Or Machal is a Paris, Lavadin, Lamadbea, Beshavian. And here is a Dina Shalchulan. So this is chatzi dinar, mechalal kesef al kesef, shul meiser, lachach meir einer shai letzarf es apelis lemadbeh mishum sheiner shai lechal kesef al kesef. But what are we doing exactly over here? This is a dinar, and this is a chatzi dinar shul meiser sheini, mechalal kesef al kesef. I don't know what is going on over here. Mitztarif is a Paris Rashid Chatzidin, Lamadbea Shul Chatzidina, Umachalel Eshneim Al Madbea Echad Rashidina. We're going to be Mitztarif his Paris Chatzidina.
You're going to be pointed the Paris onto this coin and the coin onto the coin. I think that's what's happening.
This is a Chatzidina Shul Maiser Sheni.
Right.
So this Maiser Sheni.
Paris Maiser Sheni, Ashavim Chatzidina. So you have half here and half here. And then you're turning it to a hole.
Okay, yeah. That you can't do.
You want to do this, you want to be paid this and this onto that.
You can't, why not?
I don't know.
Let's see the Rav. Ein mechalin mi sheyesh lechatzi dinar kesef shel meiser. Okay, I'm sorry. Mi sheyesh lechatzi dinar kesef shel meiser. Okay,
that's kesef.
Uperu shel meiser sheni shelchatzi dinar. This and this lo yitztarfam. You're not letting join them.
Actually, this is the Rav down here.
What's this then? In the chalim. This is the picture.
Oh, it's the
53.
Same thing. Jacob, you told me.
Wait. Let's see one thing at a time, sir. One thing at a time. This, let's see. Let's use this. Mi sheyesh lechatzidin or kesef shel meiser shel meiser. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the coin.
Right.
And you have the Paris.
Right.
Shel meiser shel chatzidin.
Lo
yitzam yachad. You can't join them together. Lechal mal dinar. Why? Bechi agabna the matter al yidei tziv Paris. Kevin says ain loy el lechatzidin or kesef. Since you only have kevin shein loy el. Chatzi dinar kesef. You only have a chatzi dinar shel kesef. Aval, but lechal dinar kesef. But let's see, when we mechal, aval lechal dinar kesef, the peiros shavim dinar. But when we mechal a dinar kesef, the peiros shavim dinar al chatzi sela and chatzi sela, shehu shnei dinarim moedim vacham shein mechal vacham. That's this case. But even the chum that said that you can do this, the chum said you can do this. You can take.
Yeah,
now what's this? This is. Kishapeus Mateshavim Kolecha dinar, a ganze dinar. Here's a whole dinar. There's a dinar. Dinar, dinar. And you want to take a dinar, and a dinar, and we've chalved upon a chatzi sel. A chatzi sel is worth 2 dinar.
So what? Why?
There are 4 dinar in a seller. That you can't do.
Why? Kishapeus
Mateshavim Kolecha dinar, a ganze dinar. Kishapeus Mateshavim Kolecha dinar, a ganze dinar. Kishapeus Mateshavim Kolecha dinar, a ganze because that's called Michal Kesef al Kesef. I guess the answer is the prohibition to Michal Kesef al Kesef is only when it's significant, when it's a full dinar. The violation has been committed.
No.
What?
Because over here, since they're both chatzis, so
chatz mutter. Since I'm only redeeming a chatzi. On a whole, it's mutter. The prohibition to redeem kesef, al kesef, is only when it's a significant amount of kesef. What is called a significant amount of kesef? A complete dinar. When it's a chatzi dinar, it is insignificant.
Is that the reason?
That's what it appears to be. It appears that Iker is, it has to be significant. There is a prohibition. There is a long-standing prohibition.
It's one here. It's really... It's really a
chatzi dinar. Okay, right. It's a chatzi dinar. Chatzi dinar is prohibited, but a full dinar, a full dinar is forbidden.
Oh, why? Because you're putting it on a chatzi seller.
Chatzi seller is just 2. Chatzi seller is 2 dinar. A seller is 4. A seller equals 4 dinar.
But it's a chatzi seller.
So what? That's not the issue.
That's the answer.
But it's usser. No.
Why it's usser. That's why it's usser.
Why is it usser?
Because it's not a whole matbeya. You put just like over here. You took here. Listen to me. You took a half a matbeya together with a half a matbeya. You made one whole matbeya. Here you're taking 2 wholes and making a half.
But the reason,
and
that
you don't want to do that because you're not filling up the whole matbeya. That's what.
But this matbeya is worth double this matbeya.
That's the problem.
No,
because,
I don't think so.
Because you're not filling the whole thing.
I think the problem is on the other side. Okay. The other
so
side
you
is.
The way you learn. I'm learning the way.
I'm right. No. I'm not going to let you make a mistake. I'm not going to go through this whole day today over here when you go and do very important things in business. Yeah. You do business, and you're going to be learning Mishnah L'shleik Halacha. He makes kevan she'ein lo ela chatzi dinar kesef. The reason why it's mutter.
This is the first case. Where's the second case?
Aval, but lechalel, this is this case. Aval lechalel dinar kesef, a whole dinar of kesef.
Right.
Dinar kesef al chal dinar kesef will pay with shavim dinar al chatzi seller.
Al chatzi seller.
Shu shnei dinar. And what is chatzi seller? Moedim chachamim she'ein nechalelim.
Right, exactly what I'm saying.
No, the reason
it's 2 dinar.
The reason why
he's only filling it up halfway.
No, the problem
when he's paid this.
Yeah. The problem
is this: he's only doing it halfway.
No, but you're adding this. You're adding this with a full dinar by taking a full dinar and redeeming it on. To another coin, it's a violation of Ein Mechalin Kesef Al Kesef. Look what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah here says, Rabbi Meir, Ein Mechalin Kesef Uperos. Kesef. You're not allowed to be Mechalin Kesef Al Kesef. Ein Mechalin Kesef Uperos.
Okay.
Or Al Kesef. That violation, Vachal Matir, when are they Matir? They're only Matir when it's a Chatzi Kesef. In order to violate the prohibition, there's only one is a good full zach. Next, hapoyret sela shel ma'isa sheni birushalayim. Here we go. We are specifying sela shel ma'isa birushalayim. Shami says kol ha'selamos. Shami says kol ha'selamos. You can, when you redeem it, you can redeem the entire thing onto copper. Beislamim shekel half. Okay, a sela has two. Hapoyret sela ma'isa birushalayim. Here is the seller. I come to Yerushalayim.
This is moss again? This is
copper.
Food.
Copper. This is a little coin. Look at all these little coins. These are copper. These are moss kesef.
Moss the chayshish shel chulin.
The shiva seller.
It's worth the seller.
So you can redeem the entire thing. You take the entire kedusha from this seller and you can exchange it onto these copper coins.
A pirate seller.
A pirate seller. A pirate seller. A pirate
seller.
What's the problem? In Yerushalayim.
Yeah. Where's say anything about the Nechoshes?
Beishamay mem kol hasela ma'os. The word ma'os, you see those 4 letters? Mem, ayin, vav, sof, that's copper coins.
Yeah, but what's going on?
Let's see the Raf. Let's see what it says in the Raf. getting all worked up. Hapirate sella shalmai shem yusham shoy machlif sella shabiyadoi. You exchanged a sella shabiyadoi vinoitel prutos. You took a sella shabiyadoi vinoitel prutos lohitzin litzorchi sudas meiser. You took a sella and you exchanged it for small change. That's the goal. The goal over here is to take the large coin and to exchange it onto small coins so you have spending money. You go into the store and you can buy food. When you come into a store, they don't want you to give you $100 bills. They only want small change. Isn't that understandable?
Yeah.
When you go into the store, you have to...
I understand it.
Okay, so Beis Shammai says, go for the entire thing. You can do the entire thing. Beis Hillel says, lo yachlef ele chetzin. When you go into the store, you go to the bank, go to the money change, only half. Only half. You see this goes on to half. Why not? Lo yachlef ele chetzin. L'shem Hashem lo yishav yir ad sheyotzei iskun. Because maybe you may not stay around the entire time. V'yaf kidam v'yir ad regel acher. V'yaprudas mis'afshas legin arat. V'yasav yachlef v'uslam nimsa. But if you go and you try to exchange the coins, so here's what he says, very simple. Because if you're going to exchange this one coin onto all of these little copper coins, when is your flight leaving? You're only going to be there for a short period of time. You may not be able to spend all the coins, all of these little coins. If I come to your flight with $1,000, I'm only going to be here for a few days. I'm not going to be able to. What am I going to do? I have to leave it here. I have to leave it in the safe deposit box.
Right.
If I have copper coins and leave it in the safe deposit box, it's going to rot. It's going to decay. Copper does not last very long. It becomes moldy. It becomes rusty. So therefore, we don't trust that you're going to be sitting here forever. Therefore, we do it. And if what? So what are you going to do? I'll go back to the money changer and exchange the half that I have left over onto a silver coin. But then it comes out that you're wasting money because they charge a fee. The money changer does not do his service for free. The money changer charges a service charge.
So what?
So who's paying that service charge?
Yeah.
You are. The Maya Sheni is losing out. So therefore, we don't trust that you're going to be able to spend all the money in one shot. So therefore, only redeem it once. Only redeem it onto half. You have your seller, Shol Maya Sheni. Redeem it onto a coin of silver and a coin of copper. Spend it. And when you finish spending it, then go back to the money changer and go redeem this. Because we don't trust you're going to be able to spend it all in one shot. Good? Meshama says, "Kol haselamos." I take the entire seller and redeem onto silver, onto copper. No, only do half. Shekel kasef, shekel mos. Only do half. Only redeem half. Shekel kasef, shekel mos. Is that good?
No.
No good?
No.
Okay, nachamon.
Stop for the beginning.
Haparet. Pirate means seller, shell, maizer sheni. I have a coin, a silver coin.
Right, and you're putting it out to...
I want to exchange it for copper coins.
Right.
Why do I want to do that? Pirate maizer
sheni for Yerushalayim. Why am I doing it in Yerushalayim?
Why?
Why not where I live?
It's too heavy to carry. I can't carry a sack.
Why am I doing it from Yerushalayim? But you do it in Tel Aviv.
Because I'm traveling from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim.
Exactly, so why be Yerushalayim?
That's where you have to eat it. In Yerushalayim is where you have to eat it. I don't understand. You redeem. Yeah, your Maishan must be eaten.
Shall Maishan Sheni be Yerushalayim?
I arrive in Yerushalayim, the place where I have to consume the Maishan Sheni. You only consume Maishan Sheni in Yerushalayim. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
I arrive in Yerushalayim with a coin, a silver coin.
So you want to change it?
I go to the grocery store.
You want to change it?
First I go to the grocery, they say to me, I want to buy some cucumbers. They say to me, sugar. You go to the store. I give you, here's a silver coin. A silver coin is $1,000. I want to buy some cucumbers. Can you give me change, please?
Sure.
Sorry, we don't give change for salon. Go to the money changer.
Go
I go to the money changer. Okay, let's make believe. There are 1,000 copper coins in one silver coin.
Where is it?
Hapoirate. Hapoirate means to exchange.
Right. So
a coin, silver.
Yeah.
A coin of silver. Shal Maisa Shani. Birushalayim. In Yerushalayim. So the question is, how much should I exchange in one shot? Beishamai says, I'm call haselamos. You can exchange the entire value of the coin onto copper coins.
Beisil
says, no, only do half. A shekel is half of a seller. There are two shekelim in one seller. Half. Beishamai, call haselah. You take the entire seller.
Beishamai, shekel.
Half.
I done it with
half. Those who just hold, they say people who learn Torah, the Talmidim. Hadonim Shimon ben Azai. Okay, it's a code for Shimon Azai and Shimon Zoma. The Chanam is for three people. This is a reference to three holy people, three holy Jews, whose names are Shimon Azai, Shimon ben Zoma, and Chanam Mitzri. You know them?
Yeah.
You know them?
Yep.
They're probably so holy they can look at me, poof, become a puff of smoke. Are you with me, sir?
Yep.
Hadonim Chanam Oimim say B'Shloisha Dinodim Kasef Dinamos. Here we go. Look at this nice fellow over here. He has a cellar. This cellar can be divided into four parts. Three quarters. 1/3 goes to silver coins, and 1/4 goes to copper. B'shloisha dinarim kesef. There are four dinarim, by the way, in the cellar, so three dinarim is kesef. And so the dinamos.
They don't say dinar. They don't say dina kesef and dina mos. They say three dina kesef.
There are three machlokes. Rabbi Akiva Omer shloisha dinarim kesef, urvius mos, and urvius is mos. Now what is this? Urvius is shloisha dinarim kesef, urvius mos. Three, here is one. One dinar, three dinarim, urvius, and then a quarter of a dinar. Got it?
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Look, here is a coin.
Yeah, one.
Here it was one a seller. How many dinarim are there in a seller?
Three.
No.
Four.
Okay? So let's take this, and let's take three, and redeem it onto three full coins. Okay? I've taken it. So
how many?
I have one dinar left. Take that one dinar and divide that one dinar into four parts. One, two, three. Three of those four parts redeem onto silver, a quarter of a dinar. They have little coins, dimes and nickels.
That's a b'chayshis.
And then the last quarter redeem it onto copper.
So you're going to have three dinar.
So we have three dinar.
Quarter dinars.
Three quarter
dinars. One whole. Three.
Yeah. Three whole dinars, like a dollar. $3.
A lot of change in your pocket.
$3 and three quarters. $3, three quarters, and then one quarter. One quarter you redeem onto copper, which means pennies, those copper pennies. You're going to have 25 pennies.
Okay.
25 pennies. Okay? That's according to retirement. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4. Retirement. That's going to be Akiva. That's going to be Akiva. Retirement. Now we have the fifth Shita. How do you like this? Retirement says, Arba, Aspire Kesef, 4 Aspire Kesef. Now what is Aspire Kesef? And Aspar is a fifth. Aspire Kesef, what does it say? It says over here, Aspire, Keshehu Mechal Adina Yichalu Al Arba Aspire Kesef, Aspire Echad Nechoyshes, Aspire Kesef, Aspire Echad Nechoyshes, so Nimsu Lekech Nechoyshes, Echad Meshem, can Aspire basically is a fifth of a dinar. An Aspar is, they have quarters, they have coins that we do not have. Could you imagine in American society there was a coin, that was equal to 20 pennies?
No.
Well, imagine that. A coin equal to 20 pennies. Why don't you make a bid in Congress? They should have a new coins. We have pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, half dollars, and dollars. And introduce a new coin called an Aspar, which will be equal to 20 pennies. And there'll be 5 Asparim in a dollar. Wouldn't that be a very interesting phenomenon in America?
Yeah.
So that's called an Aspar. So he says you have one seller. Take the one seller, redeem it upon first three full dollars. An Aspar is $4. Use American money. An Aspar, a seller, is $4. Take this and redeem this upon $3. Three Bitcoin dollars. 1, 2, 3. Then take out these coins, which are worth 20 pennies a piece. Take out three of them. 20, 40, 60, 80. And redeem the last dinar upon that. Now I have 20 pennies left. You get 20 pennies here. 20 pennies.
Beautiful.
Okay, that's the Shita that Shammai says. I have another opinion.
Yanichen
Bechanus V'yechal Kenegda.
Is Shammai and Shammai?
No, there's yeah. Shammai is the original.
Yeah, yeah.
He is the original in this Beis Shammai. Shammai, they're the later people. Okay, Shammai says, Yanichen Bechanus V'yechal Kenegda. What does that mean? Lo yichal klal. Credit. You give the money in the store. He will take. He gives everything to the storekeeper, and you have credit in the store. And when you, every time you come, v'yechal keneged mashu to shechle v'inalok elok d'vayis silbat. So we have a great deal of five opinions. It's a beautiful Mishnah. Five opinions. First opinion is, let's go through the Mishnah very quickly again. Let's chaz in the Mishnah. Police who learn to the Masar B'tevis. Ha'poyret sela shel ma'is l'shem Yerushalayim v'sham ha'aymim kol ha'selamos. Okay, a sela is worth $4. $4. Got it? Take this and redeem the entire thing onto 400 pennies. Okay. We'll call these pennies. Kol ha'sela v'sham ha'aymim kol ha'selamos. This little says shekel kesef. A shekel is a half dollar. Shekel kesef, a shekel mos. $4. I'm sorry, it's $2. Shekel is $2. $2. A shekel is $2. Okay. So therefore, shekel kesef, half goes on the silver, is $2. And half, 200 pennies. This is worth 400 pennies. 200 pennies, $2. Next, shekel is the most. Hadan lefnei chal oimim, v'shloish dinarim kesef, v'dina mos. Okay, so this is $4. One, two, $3. And then of 100 pennies. Rabbi Akiva, he says shloisha dinarim kesef. He says three revias mos, $3 and 3/4 and 25 pennies. Rabbi Tarfon, says arba aspari kesef. An aspar is 20 pennies. So there's $4, 1, 2, $3, 20 pennies, 20 pennies, 20, 20, 20, 40, 60, 80, 20 pennies. Shammai says, don't even bother. Not this, not this, not this, not
give
this,
the
not
sell,
this.
Give him the sell credit. And get a credit.
Credit. Mishal, you mix us.
What did Rabbi Akiva say in the Mishnah before? I didn't. You did.
What?
Rabbi Akiva said something. I did it for Gamliel and Rabbi Yosef.
Kesef al kesef, chatzi sell. That was a chatzi dinar. Chatzi dinar. A chatzi dinar is equal. What is a chatzi? 50-cent piece. Chatzi dinar. This is a different coin we have now.
He used to be pirate, no?
Yeah, he used pirate chatzi dinar on the dinar with the fruit. That was a different Mishnah. Okay, we have to stop here because it's very late.